Discussions with Ajahn Chichen in Rudbury, Thailand, 1978. Recorded by Nina, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Nina, Ludwig, Venmo Damodaro, and Ivan.
So only awareness can tell that feeling whether it's dosa or not dosa, accompanied by what kind of jetasika, what type of citta it is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just talk about when, like hardness, how hard it is. Just touch it and then you know, instead of trying to describe how hard it is. The wisest one is like dust rag.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you think that you can be like that. But when time comes, maybe it's not like that. So we have to have taste or lesson all the time too. Let that person keep all the beloved one with him to hell or heaven, if it's possible.
If it is possible,
what should one do for them is more important, not just love. Feeling one's own belongings, as long as you consider them as just the people who belong to you. Say for your own pleasant feeling, having them to condition your pleasant feeling on and on.
Like husband and wife, too. For your own pleasant feeling.
Anything just for your own sake.
Yeah.
When there is no understanding of nama and rupa.
She said it depends on panya.
Right.
Yeah. And you also said on the tick, when you get older, panya mai suam. It doesn't have to be less panya when you cultivate.
It depends on the accumulation. If we are impatient today, tomorrow we'll be more impatient. But if we begin to develop patience, tomorrow we'll have more patience too.
I admired your patience last night because you were also tired and the guests didn't go. They stayed on and on. And we also have at home this situation and we are tired. And it's sometimes difficult to be patient, but I looked at you both.
They enjoy themselves?
Yeah, because I know that you also wanted to have a bath or go upstairs.
But it doesn't matter.
But you didn't think of it.
Because they take more trouble going back.
Yeah.
And we can just get up.
Yeah.
You like it? You want to have more or less?
Yes.
So?
You have it now.
One's mind, it's better not to be angry. It's better not to be angry. The situation is that way. Who can change it? So what's the use of being angry? Because it has to be like that. And it's already happened.
It's true, of course, but sometimes one has to talk firm and tell people exactly that what I propose is wrong, but one should do with it anger.
But the moment when one is not angry, one can see that it's quite different from the moment when one is getting angry.
There's something on the floor, say a pin on the carpet.
Yeah.
And you say, what are you looking for? Well, I mean, why don't we just get down there and start helping? We have to say what you're looking for if we expect to find it. If the person is looking for a pin and we are looking for a gemstone, we'll never find the pin unless it's quite by chance or accident.
Yeah.
It's only when the person says, I'm looking for a pin, and then you think.
You think, yeah.
And then, in that way, you're able to find what you're looking for, but you're seeing the whole time. It's not as if you're looking here and you're not seeing everything that is there. As you were talking about seeing and not seeing everything.
But the pin, that you see it by chance, or I mean, seeing and not thinking about it.
It's an example. It's an example of seeing everything.
Yeah.
But not thinking about everything. So, although you see the visible object that we call a pin, unless somebody says you're looking for a pin, you don't think in terms of pin shape, and you say, I can't see it.
Yeah.
But you do see it. You do see.
Yeah. But now it's usually avijja, and then one has to, little by little, know the lakshana.
Not just avijja, but not thinking about. You can only think in a certain way, you can't at a certain time. So if you're thinking pin shape, you're not going to see another shape so easily.
Yeah.
But I don't think it means there's always moha.
Yeah. A lot, anyway. And you see a person, you see a tree, and I'm thinking afterwards that you see the person, the tree, and then you say, what else? And then there are so many things which appear through eyes, and one cannot think of all, so there are moments of seeing. But it's difficult to know whether there is the characteristic appearing or whether it's just moha after the seeing, because mostly there is moha.
Aloba.
Yeah, even if you don't think of what you see, there can still be loba. Yeah.
Everything just arises and falls away.
Yeah.
No matter it's vipaka citta or kusala citta or akusala citta.
Yeah.
So they are all beyond control.
Yeah.
There are conditions for each to arise.
Yeah.
Anytime, if you learn to be patient now, suppose we are traveling to, because vipaka is like the foot which moves. Everyone has 2 feet, and the vipaka is the foot moving all the time, from moment to moment. It thinks, keep on thinking. So one is always traveling, not only on the plane. Even now, the jitta is traveling too.
As you told us in the journey about seeing and knowing what you see, and you said, what else do you see? What else? What's the condition for me to consider more? But at the same time, I find that, like we said before, to try with loba or to try with kusala citta or studying is so subtle, such a subtle difference. But I have a feeling when you try to hold it, then it's wrong. But then are other realities coming, like sound or hardness. So maybe one can cure it only by not trying to hold it or to consider one thing only.
To understand it, remember that to develop understanding.
And by thinking usually, or most of the time.
Even right now, there is visual object that one doesn't have to think at all. It's here, it appears.
But it's so difficult since we are used to seeing only details, to know what visible object is.
But you said that you didn't notice her.
No, not at all.
Anupiyanjana.
But I noticed her.
Yeah.
So I noticed other details.
But you see that even you said that you noticed her. Can you tell me the way she wear her hair or what kind of lipstick she wear, or things like that?
I wouldn't know.
See? So what you think that you notice is really not the details.
No.
Just the shape and form.
The shape and form.
And the mind thinking about feedback.
Yeah.
You can memorize that. But you cannot tell the details.
No. But if I know Kun Amara's there, it's not seeing also. It's no
right. But even so, you can see that when you think more, you can see more details.
Yeah.
It depends on thinking.
Yeah, how
so
many details.
So one can see that thinking is not seeing.
Yeah.
This is the way to understand that visual object is just appear. If you don't think of it, you cannot see the details of what you can see.
Yeah. It's so difficult that you have to know the difference between seeing and thinking and seeing a visible object.
Right.
So many things at the same time.
Right. But there that can is be more understanding by developing awareness.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
now.
Going on. And not trying to hold that seeing or
one
to consider, one cannot, but one tries maybe, and then there's loba.
When there's trying, it's not the development of understanding.
Yeah.
Because the development of understanding is just develop understanding.
Yeah.
That's so.
But Kundun said, I had a talk with her, Ru la la.
Mm-hmm.
But that is so difficult. One cannot do it in the beginning, to know and let go. Or
if the rule is not strong enough, I cannot tell that there
is some lack. It's weak. It's weak, yeah.
It has to be at first as weak as it is.
Yeah.
Going on and on.
Through Vipassanayana, does it have to be a pair, cool, like seeing and visible object, or can it be seeing and hardness?
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
No order.
But many varas for one Vipassanayana. But the first one, can it arise many times, a week later again? Or is it like this, that it is called Parinya then? There is first Vipassanayana and then Parinya goes, or goes on studying.
Yeah.
It's not that there is Vipassanayana, the first one, and then the next day again the first one, but then it's called Parinya.
Yeah. Because not necessary for Namarupa Parichetiana to arise again and again.
Yeah.
Because it's the same level of understanding.
That's right. Yeah.
So why should it arise again?
Yeah.
So when there is desire to have it arise again,
yeah,
it is the attachment to self again, wanting to experience it over.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So it is not that it is to be impaired, that you know the difference between seeing a visible object. No, it can be seeing and hardness in one, or dosa and hardness or something.
They're also in that you cannot tell.
You cannot tell at all. But what you're going to select, seeing a visible object or hearing and sound, yeah.
No, it is impossible. I cannot force myself.
Because realities are another. Nobody can force them.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yes.
It just arrives.
Yes. Yeah.
By itself. Or by condition.
And what you said about metta in a company with the delegates and I thought of what you said, that it's good when we are with people to remember metta, to have more metta, but it was still too much an idea of I want to have metta.
Moment is lopa.
Yeah.
Wanting
and
to.
And so subtle differences, yeah. So difficult.
Develop it until it becomes your nature.
Yeah.
Habits from akusala habits into kusala habits.
Yeah.
Just like all the desire.
Yeah.
Why not now? Why not suddenly, instantly? Some people just want to have kusala, just wanting to have kusala. They don't know they can be kusala right now, not just wanting to have it. For instance, if anyone would like to tambun, why not just come instead of just wanting for days or weeks or years? And they think that bun can be done only through giving dana. What about metta, loving kindness? Just right now, it's better than giving, because one gives things, but one can hurt through speech or thought. But if one has metta right now, one doesn't hurt, even through speech. Be back the one who be loved by everybody. If you can just smile
it
at
helps.
That moment, it
yes,
helps.
Yes, yeah. That you learn by experience, that it helps. That is true, yes.
Learning
yeah.
For any situation.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen you at the conference. Since why not studying visual object and seeing or hearing all your thoughts as just a conditioned reality, thinking about people around yourself. They are working, but they don't have the understanding that Dharma, each Dharma is working. Like seeing is seeing, hearing hears.
Yeah.
So Dharma works. Not I who is working. Right. Anger always coming.
Like when we are seeing, and I hear you often say, and it's still the self who's seeing, and then during our trip we talked about home view, that when we study Dharma, it's not so a belief I am seeing, but we still have an idea of I am seeing because the seeing is not yet the seeing or the nama.
But it's not
how
the,
is that?
Yeah, but it's not the idea. For example, when you see a piece of papaya,
yeah,
do you have the idea of I am seeing or just that is papaya? a piece of papaya.
That is a piece of papaya.
So it's not I have such idea of I.
But the seeing but, is not yet only a reality.
But experiences the banyatti of the reality which is seen as something, as a piece of papaya.
Yeah.
So there is no mityaditti accompany it.
No.
So it is lopa without titi.
But what about the seeing itself?
The seeing itself is just a reality, not you. And at that moment it's lopa mula citta without titi.
Yeah.
Because there is no idea of self or world.
But when you say that when we don't realize seeing as it is yet, there is still self-seeing or an idea of I see.
Latent tendency.
It's latent tendency.
Yeah, only latent tendency.
So it doesn't come up, it doesn't arise.
No. Yeah. Otherwise there must be ditti
all the time and
in one's life.
Yeah. But you said one can cling with ditti or with loba or with
it
mana.
It depends, like pachatang you say before.
Pachatang, that you know only for yourself.
But when one doesn't have a discussion on the world or the impermanency, then it's only low family but for different dishes, food, that's all. Different things.
Yeah.
That's why in the day we do not have many moments of ichatiti or samaditi. Usually we have low family without titi. Don't like to have dosa, anger. But they like the cause of dosa, lopa.
Yes, probably, yeah.
Doesn't cling too much to different things. Just appreciate what everyone gets. It's easier.
It's lopa behind all it.
Because to be patient doesn't mean that one should restrain from anger or resentment only. But it should be being able to restrain from lopa as well.
That was, you recommended that we think more often of the monk's life, to be more contented when we don't have things or comfort, when we travel.
It's like, can you eat well done steak?
Okay,
that's easy. But for some people they can't.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for them. If you can take whatever is given, it's much better.
It's better. Nam yen, nam ho,
right. Really? Really?
You said on the tape that those who are wisdom and have more detachment, they have pramod, they have joy, and something breaks. Because it reminds us, but to be so far, really far. But the chiffet breaks the plan.
If one just learns to see the impermanence of it,
yes.
One can have joy that now I realize that how impermanent it is.
To have real joy, that's something great.
Into joy with understanding.
I was really struck when I heard that on the tape.
But if you can experience the impermanency, the arising and falling away
of
this moment, can you exchange?
Yeah, it's quite different.
And tea to right understanding.
Yes.
For akusla, if one can remind the other that what is akusla vitaka and what is kusla vitaka, it helps not to have more akusla vitaka.
The thinking, Lorvek, vitaka. Really understand more about kama vipaka, it helps a lot.
And also the detail.
Yeah.
And just the visual object.
Then you have less fear also, to get hurt or something.
Can arise only with lopa. And arahatta only can eradicate conceit and lopa too. There are conceit too. I'm the leader. I'm the chief. I'm the head of the family. Yes. Everything should be done well for me. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, you'll get hurt.
I expect things to be done as I would like them to be done. Yes, that is a very good point.
Also have conceit as well. Because I'm the wife. Okay?
Yes.
There can be conceit any moment. Attachment with loba, just loba. And there can be attachment with pity, wrong view, misunderstanding. And there can be lopa with conceit. Three types of lopa. Time we are getting into Chetavan, we should consider the dust rags. Mm-hmm. Try to be one.
Dosa arises automatically when someone else tells me, ah, you are interrupting me, you keep quiet and I will do the talking, you don't say anything. And then automatically one gets dosa.
But it can be lit down.
Well, it may come up at first and then one remembers maybe.
So let the person say that again and again so that you can see whether you can change your dosa into...
I will do that.
Yeah, please.
He is present and then he also gets a version when that person is like that. Always at this moment.
If it's not this morning, then we postpone it again and again and again. Very, very pleasant.
If you can achieve that.
Yeah. To be nobody.
To be a nobody.
You can see
be a nobody. And you have no worry involved.
There's no worry, no conceit. Yes.
And what you said about metta, why not now?
Instead of thinking or wanting to have it.
To have it, yeah. I should have it.
Why should hesitate?
Why should not now, yeah. Attachment to that.
It's very, very important.
Temporarily.
You can't take it with you because life is too short.
It's so heavy to carry it. Just leave it as soon as you get it.
Yeah. It's so much to eradicate any at all. It takes so many lives, it seems.
That is the right attitude. Because you see why most people in Thailand practice wrongly, because they just want to get results so very soon. So they rush on to develop the wrong path instead of to be careful and consider reality that it has to be very slowly, like holding the knife's handle.
The knife's handle, right?
Yeah.
You know the story of the knife's handle.
So that is the right attitude towards Dharma and the development of Dharma, because it depends only on right understanding by listening, considering, which will build up the moment of being aware of a characteristic which appears. Because now all are realities. Seeing is a reality, hearing is a reality or element, thinking is a reality. They are different realities in a split second. So it depends on right understanding of all of these realities so firmly that it can condition a moment of being aware and study the characteristic which is not self nor I. Just a characteristic like hardness. It cannot be any other thing besides being hard, an element, a quality which is hard. And it falls away too. Without thinking, it cannot be a table or a chair. But by thinking, there is the idea of something from hardness. But the characteristic of hardness is conditioned by many conditions. Some groups are conditioned by karma, and some groups are conditioned by citta, and some groups are conditioned by uttu, temperature, and some groups are conditioned by ahara. By understanding the pachya, the conditionality, one cannot take anything for longer moment at all. Yeah. just a split second of arising and falling away.
Understanding
Nobody can change it when there are conditions to be this, it has to be this. When it's conditioned to be that, it has to be that. So what is the right attitude towards it? To get angry or to understand it? Because the situation cannot be changed by anger or by any other conditions. So just understand it. That is the best way to understand people around you who have different ideas, different opinions. Even Buddha himself couldn't change people from having wrong view into right view. Because they have different accumulations, different thoughts, different ideas. So no matter one is getting angry or one is not angry at all, the situation is that situation. Even you get angry or you having metta. And what is better? Just smile and understand. To help them to have the same understanding as you. The best thing is trying to help them to have right understanding. Getting angry and there is awareness, one says that it shouldn't be like that. Just smile and understand it, or having metta instead.
I think that's a natural thing to happen when you know Dhamma. I think that that can either happen or it doesn't happen.
One word like anatta, non-self, if one consider it, like can seeing be changed or conditioned by our idea or thought, or there are proper conditions for it to arise. One can not be attached to it instantly because it's just a reality. See? Hearing arises and falls away. If one considers it deeply enough, it can lead to detachment from clinging to it because it's just a reality. So we don't have to read a lot, but we can consider a lot. There is no time for reflecting on Dhamma. There can be some moments. That's enough.
There are moments.
Yeah, that's enough.
In the car,
yeah.
Maybe.
It is more understanding of reality which appears. For example, visual object. It's just a word when there is no awareness. Understands that, oh, visual object appears through eye sense. That is not enough. Because it doesn't help awareness to be aware of it. So one should hear more, consider more, talk more, until at this very moment there can be more understanding of it. And in order to understand which object, it helps if one understand moment of thinking. Like I asked Kun Nina if she see Kun Amara's details of the pattern of her blouse. Did you see her pattern?
I saw the pattern.
You saw the pattern?
Not only because it's pointed out.
All right. Yeah. Could a little bit, could you remember Ivan's details of his shirt?